want to talk about bands. Talk about bands a lot. But I promise I'm going to tie it into you and to me and to all of us as body believers. We went to a band competition in Hastings last Saturday. Hastings is a long way away. Oh my gosh, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And it's interesting because the bands are not sitting in the bleachers. Some of them are sitting across the field, but they're not sitting with the parents and the fans, whatever. They're kind of standing on the end, watching the other bands, sort of. And they're told by their directors a billion times during the year, you do not make comments about the other bands. You do not talk about how amazing you think you are. You do not any of this, like, because it's not a football game. And people around you will be connected to the other band. You just don't do that. And we're going to West Kent on Saturday this week, and then we're going to Brandon the week after that, I think. And those are serious competitions with bands that are there to kick rear end and take names. And they focus right here. And Petoskey's one of those, and I don't apologize for that. But they're working very hard to get to a place where they can do that, and they don't interact with the other bands. They just don't. Because it's a competition, and you're kind of, well, out for blood, if you will. That said, Monday last week, there was a band festival in Traverse City, and they do it every year, and it's a blast. Onaway was there. Sheboygan was there. Rogers City was there. Alpena was there. Inland Lakes might have been there. Harbor Springs was there. Petoskey was there. I mean, you name the band, they were all there. Kingsley, Traverse City, both schools, all of them. They were all there. It's like 25 schools there. And Onaway, I want to hear Onaway play sometime, but they played at 2:30 and I was still at work. But I say that to say this. You sit in the bleachers for this one, and it got my attention the very first year, so 2 years ago at this festival. The bands were cheering for each other. They were sitting in the bleachers going, that is so cool. Listen, and they were clapping, and they were jumping up and down, and they were singing the songs, and it was so cool. And 2 years ago, Petoskey had racks where the percussion line hits racks that are kind of hanging in front of them for part of it. And Petoskey did something really cool that year, and they blindfolded themselves for that portion of it. They're not marching around. They're just standing there doing drums and doing the racks. And the guys in the stands were going crazy. And Kingsley played. It was the smallest school that played this year when we were actually there. And they were tiny. They had like 40 people in their band, maybe less. And the stands were going crazy. Charlevoix was up there. They're not huge right now, but they're bigger than Kingsley. Traverse City, Central and West were standing where I could hear them, and they hadn't even played yet, and they were cheering for this little tiny band from Kingsley. And it was the same thing for all of them, and I was thinking about that. What is it that causes people that will not interact with other people for any reason? To be cheering for the same other people. To be fair, none of the schools that were at that festival compete with most of each other because divisions and size of school and stuff. Petoskey doesn't compete with any of them, and I'm not sure why, because I think Traverse City's the same size as we are. But what causes that to happen? I mean, kids have a blast at the thing in Traverse City. There's no stress. There's no pressure. They're just there to have fun and do the best they can. And I got to thinking about us. What can cause us to go from Obama is the Antichrist to Schumer to Pelosi to Newsom to Whitmore to Trump? What causes us to go from that to, you know what? I don't want Schumer to go to hell. I don't want Newsom to go to hell. I don't like at all what they're doing. Hate it. But I don't want them to go to hell. How do we get from I will never root for West Kent High School to I will never root for Schumer or Pelosi or Newsom or any of that crowd to go West Kent, you rock, to all right, Schumer, you got this, Christ loves you. How do we get there? Right here. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to pick up 1 Corinthians and read chapter 13. That's all I got.